Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Dear students, as you know, the senior prom is on Saturday, May 18th at the Sheraton Hotel from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Only seniors may buy tickets. If you are taking a student from another grade level, you will need to buy their ticket for them. If you are taking a student from another school, you will need to complete a guest form available from Mr. Anderson or Mrs. Nelson. Do not forget, your guest cannot be older than 19 years of age. If you have any questions, ask Mr. Anderson.
Text B.
Hey, Mom. It's Laura. I'm back home from school. Guess what? Grandma has just called and said that she and Grandpa will come over tonight. They have a doctor's appointment not far from us and will drop by. We don't have much food, but don't panic. I've already started making a pizza. We just don't have either cheese or ham. Could you go by a store on your way from work and buy some? Thanks. Bye.
Text C.
Oh my goodness, Peter! What a mess!
Don't worry, Mom. I'm just doing a project for school. I'm almost done. 20 more minutes maximum.
Why is there so much wood and grass and sand and dirt? And is this glue on the floor? Have you spilled glue on your new carpet? I don't believe it.
I'll clean it up, Mom. I'm making a model of a Viking house from the 11th century and a Viking boat.
Why are you doing it in your room? Go to the garage and do it there. And make sure your Viking house is big enough. That's where you will live from now on.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't be mad.
Go, go, go. And I will try to save the carpet if it's still possible.
Okay.
Text D.
Daddy, look. I've passed my driving test.
Alice, I'm so proud of you.
Can I borrow your car next Saturday? I want to go shopping.
Will you go alone?
No, I'll go with Lizzie.
Your sister is only 12. She doesn't count.
But Lizzie is smart. Are you worried about your car or me?
Both. My sports car is expensive, but it can be easily damaged in accidents, so it's dangerous for the driver.
You don't trust me.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's go and buy you a pickup truck. The smallest pickup truck is like a tank compared to my car. You'll be safe. Plus, you'll be able to drive to school.
Seriously? When will we buy it?
Now. Let's go.
Yay!
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Dear students, as you know, the senior prom is on Saturday, May 18th at the Sheraton Hotel from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Only seniors may buy tickets. If you are taking a student from another grade level, you will need to buy their ticket for them. If you are taking a student from another school, you will need to complete a guest form available from Mr. Anderson or Mrs. Nelson. Do not forget, your guest cannot be older than 19 years of age. If you have any questions, ask Mr. Anderson.
Text B.
Hey, Mom. It's Laura. I'm back home from school. Guess what? Grandma has just called and said that she and Grandpa will come over tonight. They have a doctor's appointment not far from us and will drop by. We don't have much food, but don't panic. I've already started making a pizza. We just don't have either cheese or ham. Could you go by a store on your way from work and buy some? Thanks. Bye.
Text C.
Oh my goodness, Peter! What a mess!
Don't worry, Mom. I'm just doing a project for school. I'm almost done. 20 more minutes maximum.
Why is there so much wood and grass and sand and dirt? And is this glue on the floor? Have you spilled glue on your new carpet? I don't believe it.
I'll clean it up, Mom. I'm making a model of a Viking house from the 11th century and a Viking boat.
Why are you doing it in your room? Go to the garage and do it there. And make sure your Viking house is big enough. That's where you will live from now on.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't be mad.
Go, go, go. And I will try to save the carpet if it's still possible.
Okay.
Text D.
Daddy, look. I've passed my driving test.
Alice, I'm so proud of you.
Can I borrow your car next Saturday? I want to go shopping.
Will you go alone?
No, I'll go with Lizzie.
Your sister is only 12. She doesn't count.
But Lizzie is smart. Are you worried about your car or me?
Both. My sports car is expensive, but it can be easily damaged in accidents, so it's dangerous for the driver.
You don't trust me.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's go and buy you a pickup truck. The smallest pickup truck is like a tank compared to my car. You'll be safe. Plus, you'll be able to drive to school.
Seriously? When will we buy it?
Now. Let's go.
Yay!
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите к каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 teenagers to give us a short interview and tell us what they think about having pets. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I've always wanted to have a pet, but sadly all the members of my family, including me, are allergic to pets. My mom really wanted to make us kids happy and got us the only pets we could have, fish. So, we have a big fishbowl in the living room. I suppose that's better than nothing, but honestly, you cannot do much with the fish. You can watch them, of course. They are pretty, but I don't know.
Speaker B.
We have a husky dog. He was a birthday present from my younger brother 3 years ago when he turned 11. I couldn't imagine a better dog. Such a great friend. But to be honest, I'm glad it was a present for my brother and not for me. A husky is a dog that needs a lot of exercise, So my brother spends a lot of time with him outside. Sun, rain, or snow, he wakes up at 5 every morning and takes our dog out for an hour. I couldn't do it. Sometimes I help my brother if he is sick. Boy, do I get tired on those days.
Speaker C.
My cat is my best friend. I know that some cats can be cold and independent and distant. Not my Jamie. She's the warmest and kindest creature in the world. Whenever I feel bored or sad, whenever life seems difficult, she is there for me. I don't know how she guesses how I feel, but she always does. She sits on my lap, purring and making me happy, and I always start feeling better.
Speaker D.
You would never guess what kind of pet I have. It's a parrot, a big happy parrot that loves talking more than anything else. Oh, I'm so lucky. Robert loves singing songs that I sing and listen to. He always greets me in the morning and quickly learns any phrases that I teach him. When my friends come over, they cannot help laughing at what Robert says. With Robert around, I'm never sad.
Speaker E.
I don't have a pet because I think it's a big responsibility. Pets require a lot of time, effort, and love. I often see on social media posts about people giving up their pets. It just breaks my heart. Every time I see a pet that was lost and given to a shelter or thrown out into the streets, I wish I could help, but I know I cannot help all of them.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 teenagers to give us a short interview and tell us what they think about having pets. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I've always wanted to have a pet, but sadly, all the members of my family, including me, are allergic to pets. My mom really wanted to make us kids happy and got us the only pets we could have, fish. So we have a big fish bowl in the living room. I suppose that's better than nothing, but honestly, you cannot do much with the fish. You can watch them, of course. They are pretty, but I don't know.
Speaker B.
We have a husky dog. He was a birthday present for my younger brother 3 years ago when he turned 11. I couldn't imagine a better dog. Such a great friend. But to be honest, I'm glad it was a present for my brother and not for me. A husky is a dog that needs a lot of exercise. So my brother spends a lot of time with him outside. Sun, rain, or snow, he wakes up at 5 every morning and takes our dog out for an hour. I couldn't do it. Sometimes I help my brother if he is sick. Boy, do I get tired on those days.
Speaker C.
My cat is my best friend. I know that some cats can be cold and independent and distant. Not my Jamie. She's the warmest and kindest creature in the world. Whenever I feel bored or sad, whenever life seems difficult, she is there for me. I don't know how she guesses how I feel, but she always does. She sits on my lap, purring and making me happy, and I always start feeling better.
Speaker D.
You would never guess what kind of pet I have. It's a parrot, a big happy parrot that loves talking more than anything else. Oh, I'm so lucky. Robert loves singing songs that I sing and listen to. He always greets me in the morning and quickly learns any phrases that I teach him. When my friends come over, they cannot help laughing at what Robert says. With Robert around, I'm never sad.
Speaker E.
I don't have a pet because I think it's a big responsibility. Pets require a lot of time, effort, and love. I often see on social media posts about people giving up their pets. It just breaks my heart. Every time I see a pet that was lost and given to a shelter or thrown out into the streets, I wish I could help, but I know I cannot help all of them.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
Thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey.
Of course.
We are standing at the local library. Do you often come here?
Yes, I do. This library opened 2 years ago, right next to our house. We moved to this town 3 years ago and had no idea that they were planning to build a library across the street, so this was a pleasant surprise for us.
Do all members of your family come here?
Yes, we all love it. My parents enjoy concerts that are held every Friday in the library. I like checking out comic books. My younger brother loves browsing in the children's section. And my elder sister comes to all the teen events.
What ages are the children in your family?
I'm 15. My younger brother is 8, and my elder sister is 17.
What are you holding in your hands? It doesn't look like a comic book.
Ha! No, it doesn't. It's a cake pan. I love baking cakes.
Wait a second. Why did you bring a cake pan to the library?
I didn't bring it to the library. I've just borrowed it from the library. Look, it has a Christmas tree shape. I want to make a special cake for Christmas.
You can borrow cake pans from the library?
Yes. Isn't that cool? It's not just books. There are also some tools for gardening, some sporting goods, and other things.
Wow!
It's very convenient. For example, last year it snowed a lot. So we all borrowed skis from the library one weekend and went cross-country skiing in the forest. It was so much fun. But it doesn't snow often in our town, so it wouldn't make sense to buy skis for everyone. My elder sister once borrowed a tennis racket here and loved playing tennis so much that she started taking lessons. She then bought her own racket.
Do you also take tennis lessons?
No, I do volleyball.
Who would you recommend this library to?
Everyone. There are lots of books and events for different ages.
Thank you for your interview.
Sure.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey.
Of course.
We are standing at the local library. Do you often come here?
Yes, I do. This library opened 2 years ago, right next to our house. We moved to this town 3 years ago and had no idea that they were planning to build a library across the street, so this was a pleasant surprise for us.
Do all members of your family come here?
Yes, we all love it. My parents enjoy concerts that are held every Friday in the library. I like checking out comic books, my younger brother loves browsing in the children's section, and my elder sister comes to all the teen events.
What ages are the children in your family?
I'm 15, my younger brother is 8, and my elder sister is 17.
What are you holding in your hands? It doesn't look like a comic book.
Ha! No, it doesn't. It's a cake pan. I love baking cakes.
Wait a second. Why did you bring a cake pan to the library?
I didn't bring it to the library. I've just borrowed it from the library. Look, it has a Christmas tree shape. I want to make a special cake for Christmas.
You can borrow cake pans from the library?
Yes. Isn't that cool? It's not just books. There are also some tools for gardening, some sporting goods, and other things.
Wow!
It's very convenient. For example, last year it snowed a lot. So we all borrowed skis from the library one weekend and went cross-country skiing in the forest. It was so much fun. But it doesn't snow often in our town, so it wouldn't make sense to buy skis for everyone. My elder sister once borrowed a tennis racket here and loved playing tennis so much that she started taking lessons. She then bought her own racket.
Do you also take tennis lessons?
No, I do volleyball.
Who would you recommend this library to?
Everyone. There are lots of books and events for different ages.
Thank you for your interview.
Sure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.